Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Asian markets are mixed this morning following a similar performance on Wall Street overnight. Sydney jumped 0.25% right out of the gate. Tokyo is flat though, and Seoul is trending lower. In the US, tech stocks led the Nasdaq to post a 0.25% gain, but concerns over a budget impasse in the US Congress contributed to losses in the Dow and the S&P 500. Joining me now for a deeper dive into the markets is Ryan Huang. How are you doing this Friday?
Hey, yeah, it's Friday, TGIF, Michelle.
Indeed, you're looking full of vigor this Friday. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yes, another weekend. So I'm actually going to be on leave for the next 3 days after
what
the weekend.
What will we do
without
you?
It's another long weekend for me.
Oh my gosh, Monday to Wednesday?
Monday, Wednesday.
All right then. Enjoy your time away. First up, let's start with U.S. stocks this morning. The S&P 500 finished marginally lower, down to 0.2%. That's just the second time in the past 2 weeks that the index has not chalked up a gain. But the S&P 500 can't seem to cross into record territory again either. So it seems index is facing a significant technical resistance at these levels. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that is pretty much sums up what's going on. You have a bit of resistance and you have investors struggling to break through amidst a mixed bag of news. You've got first, on the bright side, I guess, the jobless claims numbers coming through. First time under 1 million in nearly 5 months. First time since March. So that is a positive sign. No? Shows that maybe numbers on the jobs front are improving. And this is the second weekly decline since end of July. It is, the lowest reading since 13th of March. So improving job market sentiment also that has been helping a bit of a brighter inflation outlook. In turn, that has helped the bond yields go up. And that in turn has put some pressure on gold prices like we've seen in recent days. So that is the picture on the jobs front. But there is now a bit of a nagging, I guess, issue, right, with the expiry of the $600 per week benefits from the jobless claims. People are saying that expired. That's why people are not claiming for jobs. And that $600 was actually incentivizing people to go for the jobless claims instead of looking for a job. So that is the argument that is surfacing right now to kind of pour water on the positive headlines around the latest jobless claims numbers. Is this really a sign of things recovering? So maybe that is putting some caution in the markets. Also, some caution going into the weekend. You have the US-China talks reviewing the phase one trade deal, how much progress it made. So that kind of opens up the door or paves the potential door for more disputes to arise. So that is something I think investors would be watching out for. And also 10 o'clock, a data dump from China. You will get industrial output, retail sales, investment numbers, all that could swing market sentiment in the hour to come.
Right. So a huge level of technical resistance there. Now, another sign this morning of how the pandemic has affected property developers, City Developments reporting that its profits have almost completely dried up. A year ago, CDL netted more than $360 million. In the first half of this year, the property developer made just $3 million. That is a 99% drop. Staggering. Despite the fall, though, CDL is making positive headlines with talk of a new REIT spin-off and also plans to shake up its portfolio. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, let's run through the numbers first. Like you mentioned, the net profit was $3 million. The main drag was from the hotel operations segment. And going forward, they are actually quite bullish on their prospects. They are saying the residential market is quite resilient. They've seen sales coming through, especially from overseas buyers. So that is interesting. So even though you had the circuit breaker, partial lockdown, they saw foreign buyers buying their high-end Boulevard 88 and South Beach residences. And going forward, they are quite optimistic around the Penrose that's along Sims Drive, and that is a tie-up between CDL and Hong Leong Holdings. And back to that interesting tidbit out of the news is they are launching a REIT in the UK. So shaking up some of their assets, redeveloping some of them, divesting some of their non-core hotels, and looking at some of the investment properties by Sincere Property Group in China. So that is the other half of the equation. So shuffling some of the properties around and looking to the UK to list a REIT on the SGX that could take place in the first quarter next year.
That's right. So the REIT will be on Singapore Exchange. It'll hold UK commercial properties. And we're looking at first quarter of next year for that to happen. Great. Okay, lots more news on the local corporate front. Earnings season in full swing. Let's take a look at a couple of results. A couple of companies I want to go through, six to be precise. The first four, all reporting positive results. The rest, unfortunately, not. So I'm going to give you a name, Ryan. You tell us how it's doing game show style. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. Singapore listed First Resources. That is an Indonesian palm oil producer.
All right, palm oil prices are going up, and that is seeing its results going up. 47.8% increase in net profit to over $43 million. And of course, it is looking at quite a positive outlook in the months to come as well.
Semiconductor maker UMS.
Okay, UMS is posting a 43% rise in second quarter net profit. It's also proposing a 1 Singapore cent interim dividend. And it is also quite optimistic on the prospects as a semiconductor chip maker. It is looking at things like 5G, AI as trends to continue that momentum.
E-commerce solutions provider Synergy.
Okay, so this is another one that's riding on what's going on with the pandemic, right? People staying at home and the e-commerce trend fueling the rise. In fact, Synergy is posting its first net profit since its IPO in 2018. So it's posting a 4.1 million first half profit on higher e-commerce activity.
Hobie Land,
interesting because it's in property, but net profit is up 115%. So what's going on, right? So a lot of it is coming from its associates. So it managed to get a huge share of profits from the sale of things in China, Shanghai, and its Zhuhai associates, responsible for a lot of the units sold in China. And that was actually prior to the pandemic. So a lot of the lagging effect in the numbers here. So all in, you are looking at a profit of $90.6 million for the first half ended June.
All right, let's take a look at two companies whose bottom lines are reflecting the recessionary environment. Let's start with SBS Transit. Its business is off because of lower ridership, more people staying at home.
Yeah, lower ridership, circuit breaker measures really having impact here. So it's down 27.4% for first half net profit. And that is around $32.6 million. What's worth noting is this was actually buffered by the government grants of around $62 million. Without that, the company would have incurred an operating loss of $29.4 million instead of a profit. So that is worth noting. Once all these grants run out, what's going to happen next? And this is something that will affect not just SBS Transit, but many companies across Singapore.
Indeed. Finally, the property counter UOL.
UOL suffering a net loss for its first half. It's down with a net loss of $82 million, reversing last year's profit of around $267 million. So largely due to fair value losses on its investment properties, including retail malls and service suites, which, of course, with the COVID-19 situation, you are not getting a lot of business on that front.
Let's turn to the markets right now. 14 minutes past nine, the SDI put in a solid performance yesterday, rising more than 1% to come within a few points of the 2600 mark. How's it doing this morning?
Yeah, so the STI on a two-day winning streak, and out of the gates, it is down. It is down by 0.8%, 2,573 points. And if I look across the screen, we've been talking about CityDev. That news seems to be helping it. It's up 1.4% to $8.46. Across the rest of the STI world, you've got the banks in the green led by DBS up nearly 2%. And that is pretty much helping the green side, I guess the green team. On the downside, what's leading it down, Sembcorp Marine is still in the red. So that is ex-rights issue day two, now trading at around 24.5 cents. And Keppel Corp down as well, 1.2%. So that's the picture we have in the opening minutes of Friday.
Thanks very much, Ryan Huang, there with Market View.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.